Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker, who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. It's a special day, March Madness, March Insanity. College basketball's in the forefront. We are here live at Buffalo Wings and Rings in Lincoln. We have got a crowd, a lot of people here to watch basketball. They're here to hear what Jake has to say.
That's right.
I don't think you and I have ever done anything outside the studio together, have we?
Not yet. This is a first.
This is awesome, dude. I want to get the people involved. I want people to blow up the text line. What's that number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
All right. So we do got to kind of dive right into it because I do have a bracket filled out here. All right. But you and I were supposed to fill one out live on air.
That's right.
So we're going to do it live on air. The game's going to start 11:15. Again, this is the Adam Carriker Show, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. Come join us 4 days a week. You're going to hear Husker sports, college football, and sports in general. This would be one of those sports in general type days. Creighton, Jake's favorite team, is going to play Louisville. All right, here starting in about 15 minutes. I have a bracket that is filled out, but I might change it as we go through this thing live on air. All right, so loaded show, as always, March Madness, live crowd. We're going to talk about four true freshmen who could be impact players for Nebraska football and so much more. All right, Jake, before we start filling out our brackets live on air, you got any initial thoughts?
Oh, just it's great to be back here. I mean, we did this every year from Buffalo Wings and Rings, and got to see some of the same crowd come in and go grab a ping pong ball. Now, the ping pong balls are gone, but we do give away the first, to the 64 ping pong balls out today. And so everybody's here. Everybody's excited. And we've got a heck of an opener. We've talked about it. Louisville and Creighton, Nebraska not in the tournament, but that's probably as close to Nebraska as you can get, maybe outside of Omaha later today. Well, not just the Creighton factor, but certainly Chucky Hepburn on the other side. So there's a lot of feel for Nebraska. And I'll tell you this, I mean, as special as these days are, it does make you feel a little. Nebraska was so close this year, maybe needed one more shot in a few different games, and we could have been talking about maybe Nebraska today, but that's okay. Maybe there's always next year, right? That's what they say in sports.
So close yet so far. All right. And actually, you pointed it out. We got some great games that are going to be going on while this show is going on. Louisville versus Creighton, Big Ten teams, Purdue versus High Point, Wisconsin versus Montana. My mom was born and raised in Montana, so I got a bit of a soft spot for the gigantic underdogs there, the Montana Grizzlies. All right, let's start right out the gate. Let's go quickly through this first round. I'm taking Auburn over Alabama State. I am going to take Creighton over Louisville, Michigan over San Diego, and A&M over, let me see here, A&M over Yale. All right, who you got there in those first four games, Jake?
Yeah, I like that too. I got Auburn in the first game. I think Creighton does end up winning that game. Again, that one's a coin flip, tough to pick. It's at Rupp Arena, so very close. There's going to be a lot of Louisville fans there and maybe some Kentucky fans booing them. But anyway, maybe. Watch out for Rain Smith. Rain Smith, three-point shooter coming back for Louisville. That could kind of boost them up there, but I like Creighton still in that game. I've actually got San Diego pulling the upset.
Ooh,
against.
All right.
UCSD pulling upset against Michigan. And then I got Texas A&M winning as well. The reason sometimes you got to look at some of these names on these teams. UCSD, Tate Jones. I probably didn't say that right, but 19.5 points per game. And then his main guy as his sidekick is Tyler McGee. I could see a Tyler McGee March Mayhem moment today.
So I thought about that game as anytime it's 12-5, I look at it. I give it an extra look. 11-6, 12-5. Those tend to be the upset type games. I gave it an extra look, but Michigan just won the Big Ten tournament. Yeah. I'm rolling. Like, they both won their conference tournaments. So I'm rolling. I got Michigan all the way to the Sweet 16.
Oh, there you go.
So if you're right, that's going to hurt me drastically if Michigan loses in the first round. All right, Ole Miss and all this discussion around North Carolina, their AD getting a shady $105,000 bonus because he's the chairperson of the committee. North Carolina wasn't going to get in, shouldn't have gotten in. Then they got in. Then they win the play-in game. All right, 11-seeded North Carolina versus Ole Miss. I'm taking the team that shouldn't have been in the dance to begin with. I'm going with the brand that is North Carolina. I still don't trust the SEC in basketball. And that's going to show throughout my picks here.
Oh.
And if the SEC turns – if they're actually good at basketball, it's going to hurt me. I'm not going to lie to you. All right. I got North Carolina over Ole Miss, Iowa State over Lipscomb, and Marquette. I almost went with New Mexico, but I went with Marquette over New Mexico. And I'm not going to lie to you. I got Michigan State making a bit of a run here. So, of course, I've got them winning in the first round over Bryant. All right. So, my runners so far – or Auburn, Creighton, Michigan, Texas A&M, North Carolina, frickin' Lina, Iowa State, Marquette, and Sparty. All right, Jake, who are your next four winners?
All right, for that North Carolina game, I do agree with you. North Carolina actually favored by 1.5 going into this game, although Ole Miss
I didn't even know that, by the way.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Ole Miss 4 senior starters, so that could help them in this game and in this tournament. Then I do have Iowa State. They're without Keyshawn Gilbert. A lot of people kind of checking out on Iowa State because of that, but they've got a heck of a team even without him. 4-5 against top 25 teams this year, so I think Iowa State cruises there. Marquette, New Mexico. I do like New Mexico there. They've got a really good defense, 13 wins versus BPI top 100 teams, and they've got a big man down low that averages 14-11, and their conference player of the year averaging 20 points per game. So I like the upset there. And then Michigan State, I make quite a run with Michigan State. It's March. It's Izzo time. So go ahead and pick Michigan State, and if Bryant surprises in that game, I think they're going to ruin just about every bracket across the country.
Should I ask the people if they want to root for Creighton?
You should. Yeah, you could try.
Hey, I got a question for everybody. Hey, who here is rooting for Creighton?
There's one.
Who
or
here
two.
Is rooting not for Creighton? Oh, that was definitely louder. Anti-Creighton folks in the house. Couple of J-Skers. That's okay. That's all right. All right. Next up here. I'm taking Florida over Norfolk State. UConn, the two-time defending national champs. Bobby Hurley, everybody in Nebraska's favorite basketball coach. All right. I got UConn over Oklahoma. Memphis and Colorado State. I had to debate this for a minute simply because it's that 12-5 matchup. Colorado State just won their conference title. Memphis, I mean, they're a basketball power, especially for an AAC-type school. I did go with Memphis. Maryland and Grand Canyon. The Grand Canyon is a great place to visit, but not a great place to play basketball, so I'm going with Maryland. Missouri and Drake. I actually did a lot of research on this one, and I am well aware of who Drake is because they do things on the basketball court. Missouri's pretty good at basketball, too, but again, my anti-SEC bias is showing through, and I go with Drake over Missouri. All right, UNC Willingham. Since I wasn't even sure who they were, I'm going to go with Texas Tech over UNC Willingham. Kansas and Arkansas. Man, Kansas, a team that was – were they the number one team at the start of the year?
I think they were. Yeah, I think that's right.
And then they got mollywopped by Creighton, who's everybody's favorite here in the house today. But Kansas, I do have them beating Arkansas. I remember, man, the early 90s when Arkansas won that national title and they were just uber good at basketball. They just haven't been the same since. All right. But they still have a solid program, just haven't been like a national title contending team year in and year out like they were at least in the early 90s. I remember coming home from like baseball practice and watching the tournament. I remember Tyus Edney for UCLA, and I remember the Arkansas teams and all them. All that Arkansas talk to go with Kansas. Carolina? Hey, what do you think of their AD? Did he deserve that bonus?
No.
He said no. All right. Carolina. It's not his money. He doesn't really care. Kansas over Arkansas. And then, man, do I go heel here? I got UNO, their first time ever in the dance. Do I go heel here? UNO and St. John's. Who do you think I picked? I want you to predict who you think I picked.
I got to believe you're going to pick St. John's. Now, I understand the why you'd want to pick Omaha, obviously, but it looks like a little bit of a mismatch on paper.
Well, so I was doing a little bit of research today. Excuse me. and Wilson Moore. One of his quotes was, "Dang, we're really here." That's exciting, but that's not what I want to hear if I'm rooting or going to predict a particular team like UNO to win. Terrific story in UNO's last 48 hours, all right, and what they've been able to do to get into the dance. I am going to go heel, which means bad guy in pro wrestling terms, and I am going to take St. John's over Omaha. But to be clear, I am rooting for UNO. Okay, and we'd be remiss if we didn't mention Chucky Hepburn. All right, the story line of him being at Louisville, first team all ACC defensive player of the year as well.
Yeah, this year, it was.
All right, a former Omaha guy going to play against his hometown team in Creighton. All right, here in about 1 minute, that game is going to start. All right, so we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that because that's an amazing storyline right there. Just too many Nebraska guys got away, especially to the ACC. Two first team all ACC performers from not just Nebraska, but Omaha, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. All right. I go St. John's over UNO. So down here, I have Florida, UConn, Memphis, Maryland, Drake. I got an upset there. Texas Tech, Kansas, and St. John's. Who you got, Jake?
I like Florida against Norfolk State. I think, like you said, Dan Hurley, I can't imagine a first-round exit for the back-to-back champions. So I'll go with them there. Then you have Memphis at Colorado State. I love the 12-5s, and I'm going to keep rolling.
I like it. I like it.
12-5. Colorado State, 10 straight wins heading into the tournament. So looking pretty good there. Maryland and Grand Canyon, Derek Quain and Julian Reese, that's a tough front court. So I'm going to pick the favorites there in Maryland. Missouri and Drake, I like the Drake pick. They've only had three losses all year long, but I do like Missouri in this one. They're 17-0 when holding opponents under 21 free throw attempts. So watch
for Drake's going to shoot 22 today.
Yeah, they might. They very well might. Texas Tech, I think, will beat UNC. Wilmington, they didn't have too much of a on their resume to pick them as the upset pick in my mind. The Kansas and Arkansas, like you said, weird to see it at the 7-10 matchup here, mm-hmm. but we do have Bill Self against Coach Cal, so that's going to be fantastic. I do like Kansas to win that. Arkansas, watch out if they get in foul trouble. They're not a very deep team. And then St. John's and Omaha. I said it earlier, I'd love to pick Omaha. I'm going to be cheering for Omaha, which is it's a tough position because St. John's, I'm kind of cheering for them too. Mm-hmm. But I think St. John's will probably get the best of them. As we tip off, by the way.
Why St. John's? Why are you rooting for St. John's specifically?
Just a cool story, Rick Pitino. I mean, he's wanted a few different places before Kentucky and Louisville.
Five conference titles, different conferences.
But national championships, he's got two of those too. And they could make a run this year. And I just like St. John's. I mean, they haven't been great for a couple decades, but they're always kind of one of the, not quite blue bloods, but a pretty darn good school up there east. And it's good to see them back in the mix.
All right. Did you know the 1985 Kansas coaching staff had Larry Brown, think about this, Greg Popovich, Bill Self, R.C. Buford, if you didn't know, five-time NBA champion executive, Alvin Gentry, 18 seasons in the NBA as a head coach. So you're talking Larry Brown, Hall of Famer, Greg Popovich, Hall of Famer, Bill Self, future Hall of Famer, R.C. Buford, five-time NBA champion as an executive, Alvin Gentry, 18 seasons as an NBA head coach on the 1985 Kansas coaching staff. Dude, that is just – that's insanity to me. Can I even remember everybody? The 2012 Washington Redskins coaching staff. All right. We had Shanahan. Mike Shanahan was the head coach, but Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator. All right. The Rams' current head coach, remind me his name. I'm blanking here.
McVay?
Yeah, Sean McVay was the tight ends coach and the Packers' current head coach. God, why am I blanking on these guys' names? You remember who's the Packers' current head coach?
Matt LaFleur?
Yes.
Yeah.
I forget what he even coached. He was the little short brown-haired young dude walking around the building that I'm like, I don't even know who that guy is, but I see him here all the time. I know he was one of the offensive assistant coaches. Running backs pops into my head, but that may not be right. Because you had Mike Shanahan as the head coach. You had Kyle as the offensive coordinator. McVay as the tight ends coach. And LaFleur, God, what was he? Was he the quarterbacks coach? I got to look. You mind looking it up real quick? That's going to drive me nuts. But now, you look at that coaching staff, and years later, there's some of the best head coaches in the entire NFL. Like Kyle Shanahan has proven himself as one of the top 10 best head coaches. Sean McVay, I saw a list the other day where he was ranked number 2, which surprised me a little bit, if I'm being honest with you. Matt LaFleur, I saw a list where he was number 8. So, heck of a coaching staff. You come back to that Kansas coaching staff. Man, I can't think of many other coaching staffs where you look years later and it's like three Hall of Famers, professional coach for 2 decades, five-time champion as a professional executive. That's craziness. All right, man.
So, I gotta mention the 83 Iowa football staff. Have you seen
how
that?
How dare you?
I know it's
what
Iowa.
What are you doing? Let's just talk Iowa. About Creighton for the rest of the show while we're at it.
I just want you to hear this out because it's crazy. Obviously, you know, back then Iowa, Hayden Fry was the head coach, but Kirk Ferentz was on staff. Bill Snyder was on staff. Mm. Dan McCartney, who was the Iowa State coach after a while, was on staff. Barry Alvarez was on staff, and Bob Stoops was on staff. That's a crazy coaching staff.
That is crazy.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
And I always said Barry was a Nebraska guy. Now I got to rethink that whole line of logic. Thanks a lot, Jay. All right, so in the suite, have we done Auburn, Creighton, Michigan, Texas A&M? Let's go to the other side of the bracket, all right?
Okay.
We'll get into round two. All right, Duke over St. Mary's, I'm going to take that one. I do have Baylor over Mississippi State. Again, my anti-SEC bias just runneth wild in my bracket, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. I have Liberty over Oregon, and I'm not going to lie to you, Nebraska going into Eugene and beating them stuck in my mind, and I couldn't get it out. I think Liberty's only got like three or four losses. I looked it up last night. So I'm taking Liberty, Arizona, Akron. There's only one MAC team in this entire tournament, so it's hard to pick a MAC team, especially over a quality college basketball brand like Arizona. BYU and VCU, man. Remember that year VCU made that run?
Oh, yeah.
It was about 10 years ago.
It's been a while now.
Did they make the Final Four? Almost the Final Four?
Yeah.
Because we lived in Ashburn, Virginia. I played for the Skins at the time, and I was driving down the interstate, and it's Virginia Commonwealth University, and I knew that. I didn't know where they were located. I knew of VCU, but I didn't know anything about them before that year. I'm driving down the interstate because you drive all over the place when you live there because you practice in Ashburn, Virginia, not Washington, D.C. You play in Landover, Maryland, not Washington, D.C. You actually have nothing to do with Washington, D.C. So you end up driving from Virginia to Maryland. Then you have to do things in D.C. So you're driving all over the freaking place on the Beltway out there in the DMV. And I'm driving down one day and it's like VCU University, which was like shortly right after it was either the Final Four they made it to or they got in or they were just in the Elite Eight playing for the Final Four. So that's always kind of stuck in my head. That being said, I'm taking BYU. I said all that to take the other team.
Good setup. I like that.
So I did all this in my head, and I'm like, man, I want to take VCU. And then I'm like, no, I'm going to go with BYU. I think they're actually pretty good. All right, Montana, my heart is with you. All right, it's like Jake with St. John's. My heart is with you, but I got to go with the Badgers. All right, St. Mary's and Vanderbilt. I actually took Vanderbilt in a minor upset here. This is one where, like, I know Vanderbilt's a part of the SEC. But they're, like, actually smart. So it's like, in my mind, there's 15 SEC teams in Vanderbilt. So I took Vanderbilt here over St. Mary's. All right. In Alabama, I got them over Robert Morris. All right. So who you got there, Jake?
Going through the bracket, obviously Duke's going to be everybody's favorite pick. Cooper Flagg, his health is going to be something we monitor throughout the tournament, but should be good to go. Mississippi State, Baylor. I like Mississippi State in that one. They were just had a better top 20 record against the top 25 than Baylor did. I actually do like Liberty to beat Oregon as well. 40% from three. They're one of the top five teams in the tournament in that category. So I like that there. Arizona and Akron, look out for the Zips. They're the shortest team in the field, but they can make threes too. And they've never won a tournament game. So, you know, there's always kind of a special moment in March. That definitely could be one. That being said, I'm doing the old setup, too. I'm going to Arizona
I love it.
To get the win there.
Yeah, I was about to circle that game. Never mind. Jake went the other way.
BYU-VCU is fantastic. I think either of these teams can make a run. I ended up going with BYU, too, but both those teams are very good. Wisconsin and Minnesota, John Tonji, another guy at Omaha, all Big Ten player. Could have been nice in a Nebraska uniform.
God, that's brutal. Stop pointing that stuff out.
So he's leading them. I think Wisconsin's going to win that. I do like St. Mary's. They're one of the best teams in the nation in rebounding margin, scoring defense, and assist to turnover ratio. So I like them there. And then Alabama, very fast tempo. I think they're going to run their 15 seed out of the building there in Robert Morris.
Two first-team All-ACC performers, a first-team All-Big Ten performer, all from Nebraska. When people are like, Nebraska's never going to be good at basketball, well, not if we can't keep talent in state. It's the same thing with football or any other sport. And I'm just like, if you put a little bit more in the NIL, all right, which is easy for me to say, it's not my money. Also, then you're going to have to talk with Matt Rhule and DBK, Danny Busboom Kelly, and all these other sports because the cap is 20.5 for all of them. The target is 14.5 for football. and then everything else roughly $6 million or so. Ah, man, I think we could. I think it would be so huge. Football starts playing better. Volleyball's doing well. Women's sports are on the rise. Nebraska sports as an overall whole are on the rise. Baseball just finally had a sweep this week. Okay. So they're getting going a little bit. But, man, are you getting men's basketball rolling to where they're, like, envision a world. And I know we got to go to break, and we're going to keep breaking this bracket down. But envision a world where the football team goes to a bowl game every year. That world's not hard to envision because I saw that world. I just want it back. But we're in the college football playoff conversation way more often than not. Okay, we're in that world. Maybe I actually think the Big Ten championship conversation is harder than the college football playoff conversation.
It is now, yeah.
Especially in a couple of years. When imagine 16 teams. You can lose four games and get into the college football playoff if it's 16 teams. Getting the Big Ten championship, man, you lose more than one or two conference games. You're basically out.
Yeah.
So to me, it's harder. Although if they do the top six teams like we talked about, where three plays six, four plays five to get in the playoff. You're not playing for the Big Ten championship, but you're still kind of playing to get in the playoff. So that opens up the doors. And you were so astute that one day you're like, wait, so if it's 16 teams, but you have all these playing games, it's really a 24-team playoff. And I was like, holy crap, he's 100%. Yeah. It is a 24-team playoff. So it's going to be easier to get in that. But just imagine a world where we are in a bowl game every year. And bowl games shocked me last year. They started to mean more. I was like, all right, I like that. But you're in the college football playoff conversation more often than not, and you have a basketball team that, first of all, makes the Big Ten tournament every freaking year. But then you're in the NCAA tournament conversation way more often than not. And then the question is, do we get our first tourney win ever? The question becomes, hey, let's get that first win. All right, let's go beat SIUE. By the way, who is that, with all due respect? All right, Wofford, Robert, of course, we'd have to be like a top two seed. But let's go beat that 8 or 9 seed if we're an 8 or 9 seed, and let's try to make a Sweet 16 run and see what we can do. That world's harder to envision than the football one that I laid out. But imagine a world where that's the case, and then you got volleyball doing what volleyball does, where you just take Final Fours for granted. And if you're not in the national championship match, it's a bad year. And if you ain't winning at all, it's like, oh, man, they did good but not great, which is crazy to say, by the way. That's crazy to say. That's the type of expectations they have. By the way, it's what football used to be for those of us who remember the good old days. All right. But just imagine a world like that, Jake. Like, do you think that's it's possible? People are like, man, you can't win with Nebraska talent. Well, you start winning when you start with Nebraska talent. And then whatever holes you have on that particular team or sport that you're playing, you fill them with out-of-state talent. Okay. But you keep the Nebraska homegrown talent first. And then you go outward for whatever you need. That to me is the biggest step in the right direction that we need to take. What are your thoughts there?
Well, it's interesting. If they would go heavy scholarships-wise on Nebraska in-state talent, I mean, for years that just doesn't really work for basketball, right? Because you need 15 scholarships. I've always been like more lenient on, okay, we don't need to keep guys in-state. You just need to go get guys that are going to fit the program. And so they haven't really leaned on Nebraska in-state talent for the longest time. This class specifically hurt him, and it hurts him, right? It's kind of the Joe Burrow thing where they could have had him out of high school, and then all three of those guys transferred, so they could have had them.
Did you bring up daggers from time to time? Just absolute daggers from time to time.
Well, it's the reality that is Nebraska men's basketball that we live in here today. But it's great. You look at it. You know, there's plenty of examples. Michigan, Wisconsin, even within the Big Ten, of just consistently good football in basketball programs, and Nebraska could be one of those. At some time, so it's not the hardest thing to imagine being able to get done. It just has not happened in a long, long time.
You want me to throw a dagger out there?
What's that?
Can we just be Iowa in football and basketball? That's the dagger.
That would help.
Let's go to commercial break, and nobody's going to come back after the break after that dagger right there. I do apologize, ladies and gentlemen, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to finish our bracket, all right, right after we take a quick break. Hey, what's the score of the game right now? Creighton is up 11-9, much to the dismay of many people in attendance here. Oh, they're even starting to boo a little bit. I accept those boos. Oh, now Creighton's down. All right. There's going to be a lot of lead changes. This is March Madness. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.